Good morning, Black Twitter. It's your girl, Jeannie Lauren here. And it's been a long week, but it's Friday. A payday Friday at that. Don't spend it all in one place now, baby. You know rent is due. What's that? Paying rent is spending it all in one place? Well, damn. Well, then today I'm going to tweet for everybody who's paying rent. Are we in cheer or are we in cheer? Now check it. There's some things I need y'all to do for me. You ready? First of all, I need you to go to goodmorningblacktwitter.com and sign up for the newsletter if you like perks and exclusive content. Second of all, I'm looking for a short story writer. Why am I looking for a short story writer? Because I have something special planned, darling. So if you're Black and if you're a writer of short stories, or you know someone who's Black and a writer of short stories, hit me up on Twitter at GMBTShow. Now be prepared when you DM at GMBTShow on Twitter to say you're interested in this short story writing opportunity, you're going to be asked to provide writing samples. If you don't have writing samples, I can't consider you. Kind of need work to consider, you know? So have that ready and message me. And by the way, this is a paid gig, so if you're nice with the pen and you need a few coins, holla at your girl. Third order of business for today. Whether you're watching the show or listening to it, subscribe and rate it. I'd appreciate it. Okay, so Wednesday, we were talking about DJ Envy's support of stop and frisk policing on The Breakfast Club. So I asked y'all, who's the spare host on The Breakfast Club? Because I mean, like, there's three of them. Sure, you can have three great hosts, but I feel like the more people you have on the show, the more chances there's a spare. And thanks to those comments, DJ Envy pretty much had the vote on lock. Until Angela Yee guest starred on Empire Wednesday night and y'all were not exactly enthusiastic. I mean, it wasn't the roast of all ages or anything, but some of y'all thought that Angela Yee should take acting lessons to play herself on TV. So I'm here thinking that might affect the poll, but nope. DJ Envy won that bad boy hands down with a smooth 66% of the vote. Y'all clearly don't see it for Envy, man. Y'all don't see it for Envy like Malia Obama don't see it for Black friends. Y'all don't see it for Envy like Tyler Perry don't see it for Women Crush Wednesday. Y'all don't see it for Envy like Kanye don't see it for rational thought processes. Hashtag no offense, Kanye. Hashtag all offense, Kanye. So DJ Envy, I hereby dub thee spare tire of The Breakfast Club. Yeah. So guess what, y'all? Get ready for another round of Birth of a Nation in the news. Stab me with a spoon. So, okay, right. Apparently Nate Parker did an interview on 60 Minutes with Anderson Cooper, in which he says he not only is vindicated for these rape allegations, he does not feel guilty and he will not apologize. Bruh. What was the point? First of all, what's the point of saying you're not gonna apologize when you've already apologized? And furthermore, what's the point of apologizing to the public if you're not gonna apologize to the family of the woman you allegedly raped? I'm sorry for all the women who were survivors who were hurt by my words, he says. But you're not sorry to the woman who was a survivor who was hurt by your dick? I mean, she can't accept your apology, but since you're doling them out, it wouldn't be so far-fetched to think that you might offer one to her family. Nate Parker's entire mea culpa in Ebony magazine just a month ago is pretty much a classic example of say what they want to hear so they'll do what you want them to do. Let me apologize to the public and say all the right words and everything they want to hear so they'll go see my movie. But apologize to the family? Oh goodness, no. I've been vindicated. I was found not guilty. Really, Nate Parker? And y'all, like, I was already through. Someone in his camp really should have told Nate Parker to just stop talking. Once they brought out Gabrielle Union to do damage control and spin it, just have Nate Parker stop talking. Because I don't know about y'all, but I was already done. I was through. I was just not going to see this movie. I'm like, let's see what Nate Parker does a few years down the line. Let's see how he goes about working against rape culture. Let's see what he says in the press and the interviews he gives. And maybe I'll check out one or two of his movies that come out in the future. But now, don't talk to me about no Nate Parker movie, dog. Don't ask me about Nate Parker anything. Matter of fact, this is the last time that I want to even talk about him on this show. I don't even want that to be today's discussion. I don't know what y'all should tweet me about. I don't know. Tell me about your weekend plans or something. Holla at me in the comments on goodmorningblacktwitter.com or, you know, tweet at me at GMBT Show on Twitter. Let's talk about $200 dates or something. I'll see you next week. Y'all have a good weekend and a good morning, Black Twitter. And if I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.